going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It is the biggest viral marketing we've seen for food in years. Popeye's chicken sandwich has nearly broken the internet all across the country. Lines for the sandwich have been hours long. Social media posts, jokes, commentary, even arguments have been all about it. Those arguments aren't just online, though. We've seen temper tantrums, even fights when the sandwiches are sold out. So what's going on here? And what does this chicken sandwich craze say about us? Well, we are talking about it. My guests are Chef Hood, a celebrity chef, Fox News contributor Richard Fowler, and of course you. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet is using the hashtag WHURFM. Huda, good to see you again.
Good to be here again.
And Richard, thanks for joining me.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, Harold. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So let me explain to our listeners exactly what we're doing here, because we have... We have three chicken sandwiches here. We have Popeye's chicken sandwich. I have never tasted it before. Chef Huda hasn't had it. Richard hasn't had it.
Nope.
We also have Chick-fil-A. We also have Chick-fil-A, which, you know, has been a big contender, probably the reigning champion up until this past week. And we also have Harold's Chicken.
And that's not the famous one in Chicago.
No, it's not. No, it is not Harold's Chicken.
Word on the street, this one's better.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, this is my roasted chicken breast because I don't fry, because I try to keep it healthy. So I want everyone to taste it. This is homemade. I will tell you that mine was done this morning, and I have mine on brioche. Okay.
All right.
No salt. All right. I don't cook with salt. Mm-hmm. The only salt in this sandwich is 215 milligrams if you use the honey mustard. If not, it's 170 milligrams of salt. I don't even want to talk about what's happening with the Popeyes. But anyway, go ahead and munch down.
We're going to be
rude, and we're going to talk with our mouths open. This is the first time I've tasted. So go ahead, dig in, Huda.
Which one are we tasting
first?
All right,
this is a Chick-fil-A without the fixings.
Okay, mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A.
Without the fixings is where we're going first.
Without fixings. Mm-hmm.
As they say in D.C., it's all right.
Ooh.
A little shade.
The shade.
Mm-hmm.
The shade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. That's good.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. And I'll try the Chick-fil-A. A little pickle.
Mm. I'm not going to compare it to something, Harold, but that's... That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now let's try this Chick-fil-A one.
Mm. Mm. The good thing about mine is hot.
Oh.
Okay. Mm.
Mm. All right, you guys. So for those who are listening, we're tasting buttery bread. We're tasting seasoned chicken breast, a little crisp from the breading. It's a nice sandwich. It's a nice sandwich.
You like it?
Definitely miss the pickle, though.
Oh, for the Popeyes.
Okay. So what I will say so far is that...
Go ahead, Richard.
The Popeyes chicken sandwich is definitely seasoned better.
It's not bad.
I mean, because when the difference between the Popeyes and the Chick-fil-A just seems to be like they just threw some salt on it and kept it moving. Here, on the Popeyes, and it could have been some paprika, some spices. Harold, you're next. Don't worry. Don't hesitate. Don't fret.
You know, when you come to my house, I try to feed you.
I appreciate that. It doesn't happen often.
You're not kidding about that. And, you know, I think that I'm trying to keep things healthy. I don't eat a lot of fried food. And so that is why, my sandwich, is not fried. It's roasted.
Now, I will tell you guys, this chicken sandwich is wrapped with care.
It is wrapped with care. With an olive on top.
It's garnished with an olive and a toothpick. Mm-hmm. It's nice and warm. The bread is that perfect, nice moistness when it's all nice and hot together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's taste it.
Definitely, I like the sweet salt, the sweet savory thing you have going on here, Harold.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Harold, we see you.
Okay. Not too bad, not too bad.
Okay, so be honest with me. The winner is, I mean, what do you think? Popeyes, Chick-fil-A, or my
personal favorite? Hold on, I want to try the one with the pickle, which is here.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's the Chick-fil-A.
Okay. So can we have separate, can we have different categories? Because I think it's unfair, like it's unfair to judge a fried chicken sandwich versus a grilled chicken sandwich or a roasted chicken sandwich. I mean, the chef, you could tell me if I'm wrong here, but.
They are different categories.
But I'm really trying to keep your blood pressure down, though.
We appreciate you for giving us flavor and health all in one sandwich.
There you go. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about. Go ahead.
This is Chick-fil-A. This is Popeyes with the fixin'.
The Popeyes fried chicken sandwich and why it has seemingly set the culinary community, particularly the black culinary community, on its ear. Have you had it? What do you think about it? And what do you think about the hype behind it? We're going to talk about all of that tonight. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Okay. Chef Huda, you are a chef. You've been doing this for quite some time. And your reputation precedes you. So what do you think?
Okay. I have to say, I understand. I understand the Popeyes craze.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. Why? Okay, so if you are a fast food goer, you've had Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's has chicken sandwiches, and they've been doing it for a really long time. There's a whole argument there with them. Is the spicy better than the original? Most people like the spicy versus the original there. Chick-fil-A, they're spicy. People don't necessarily love it as much as they like their original, but then you also have the options for the lettuce and the tomato and the mayonnaise and all the fixings. The Popeye sandwich, I will say, the pickle is a solid pickle. It is well brined, and it's a good pickle. It just is, and it adds to the sandwich. And then you have that nice crisp. With the Chick-fil-A sandwich, you don't always necessarily get that crisp. Because they're not double battering or doing any of that with the sandwich. So with Popeyes, you are getting that crisp, and we love crunchy things. It's why we love french fries. It's like why we love chips. So it's that sensation that adds to the flavor and the value of the sandwich. So I can understand why you would like the sandwich. I still don't understand why you would stand in line for an hour for it.
I tend to agree. I mean, listen, the copy and paste everything the chef said. I agree. I think the Popeyes sandwich definitely has more flavor. I understand why people wait in line for it. I mean, I would wait in line for this. It's a good sandwich. And since I'm the political person on this panel, I think to make the political argument here, I think it's an unfair argument to say that, like, oh, African-Americans are getting in line for chicken. This is a good chicken sandwich, and everybody's getting in line for it, number one. And number two, and let me just be real with y'all, like, white folks get in line for iPhones, they get in line for tickets, they get in line to see Donald Trump at rallies, they get in line all the time and nobody complains about it. And African Americans, if I remember correctly, at every election I've seen, we're usually in line en masse, and that's why, you know, the Democratic Party continues to stay afloat. So I think this criticism is unfair. And this is a darn good chicken sandwich with a very good pickle.
It is.
But here's my question about that. As someone who loves fried chicken, but I don't eat a lot of it, and I just had another bite. This tastes like, it doesn't taste like a fried chicken sandwich. It tastes like fried chicken on a bun. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's the difference. I mean, it tastes like fried chicken on a bun. And it is good. I will tell you, I can taste the salt. I mean, that salt just hit me. And I think that, you know, that may be the thing that is really bringing people in. But to your point, Richard, I do not understand why these lines are hours long. I thought this was the 70s during the gas crisis when people were sitting in their cars waiting to get these chicken sandwiches. I don't understand the fights. I don't understand the frustration over chicken. And unfortunately, the people that I don't see people arguing, as you say, I don't see white folks arguing over iPhones. They wait when they do that. Maybe Starbucks, when there's a new pumpkin flavor that starts a month early before fall. But I do not understand why this seems to touch on something that is deeper, and I think a little unpleasant, because I do see stereotypes here as it relates to black folks and chicken.
I want to push back on that a little bit. I mean, because I think you see white folks arguing all the time when they're in line. No, but I mean, it's even worse. They're arguing over Donald Trump rally. So I mean, I would take arguing over some chicken over arguing over Donald Trump any day of the week. Number one, number two, I think you have more than just black folks standing in line for this sandwich. You have white folks, Latinx folks. You have black, brown, green, orange, yellow, purple folks all standing in line for this chicken because, number one, it's a good chicken sandwich. And I think you got it right, Harold, in that what Popeyes has figured out. Took them a minute, but what they figured out is, why don't we just take our chicken and put it in some bread? And the people will love it. And they were right, right? Because they do know how to make good chicken, period. I mean, they're probably one of the best fried chicken chains in the country. They know how to make chicken. So when they say, why don't we put it on a bread? And we can compete with Chick-fil-A, especially knowing the fact that Chick-fil-A has a horrible political record and they're closed on Sundays.
Yeah, but they have the best. But you can argue that Chick-fil-A has the best customer service.
That's true.
I mean, even better customer service, I would argue, than some white glove restaurants. I mean, their track record is impeccable. And when you are hungry and tired and you go into a Chick-fil-A and you're not met with attitude, I think that is a really winning recipe. I'm going to go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about the Popeye's chicken sandwich craze and what it really says about us. Clarissa, as Richard licks his fingers. Clarissa calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I was going to say, I have not had the sandwich yet, but I mean, it is so hype that I'm going to try it. And I'm trying not to eat like fried stuff, but I'm going to try that chicken sandwich because it is a hype. And I need to know, is there something special in that chicken sandwich? Like, I'm not going to stand in the line for an hour, but you know, because it's so hype, I want to find out. And my thing is, they say that people was fighting and stuff, but white people fight at games and they fight at stuff. It's just they don't show it on TV.
There you go.
Matter of fact, they probably fight more than what we do over stuff when they in lines, but they don't show that because they don't show them images. They only show us. But I need to know what's so special, because the hype is making me say I'm gonna go get one. I'm gonna go when they first open, so I don't got stand in line for an hour. I'm gonna go there before the doors open, so I could be the first one in line.
Well, Clarissa, I'll tell you what's in it. It's got 15 grams of fat, 6 grams of saturated fat. It has 55 milligrams of cholesterol. But here's the big thing. 1,290 milligrams of salt.
In one sandwich?
Yeah, in one sandwich. And it's
and it's
480, it's 480 calories. One sandwich is a meal. Okay. Uh-huh. So let's be clear.
Sodium.
Yeah.
And so can we stand in the line for voting and stuff? Like I'm with you. Like we need to get this hype over like political stuff and stand in line for voting and not get out of the line and stuff like that.
Something to think about.
Clarissa,
thank you so much for your phone call. Go right ahead.
I think we do that, Harold. I think every election, without fail, you see people of color, especially black women, standing in lines waiting to vote. I mean, we saw it carry the Virginia governor's race 2 years ago. We saw it in 2018. Even in Georgia, where they didn't have enough voting machines, people were still out there waiting to vote. So I think this is a total misnomer. And I think Clarissa is right. The caller is right in that. white people fight all the time. Just look at any Black Friday at any Walmart. They're fighting over flat screen TVs. They're fighting over video games. They're fighting. I mean, remember when they were fighting over Cabbage Patch Kids and it was Teletubbies. They're always fighting over something. So the fact that it's been the stereotype is now put on us that we are fighting over something, I think it's a little insane. Number one, and this is a good chicken sandwich. Number two.
I mean, it is good, but here's the other thing, and I don't think that this necessarily is so much having to do with Black folks as it has to do with where we are today as it relates to instant gratification. Yep. Because Richard loves that sandwich.
It does.
He really does.
All right, there's chicken, for the record, folks, I'm sitting in the studio and there's chicken sandwiches sitting in front of me.
Why not?
Why not eat them?
Go ahead.
They're all over the place.
They really are all over the place. But what about that instant gratification, whether it is food or shopping or what have you, Chef Huda, because I know that when we're hungry for whatever it happens to be, whether it's food or anything else, we want it now.
It's very true. Now in society, especially with Instagram, you want what everyone else has. Before, you just pined for the things that you could see with your own eye. Now with social media, everyone wants the experience that everyone else is having. And I feel like if we're talking about people standing in line for things, they're standing in line for that experience. It's not necessarily about the product. All the time, it's about that experience. Someone somewhere said, oh, this is amazing, and I feel like I don't have that. So now I want whatever that thing is. Mm-hmm. It's a great thing for restaurants when it happens, obviously, because I'm partial to food industries. But I think it's interesting when people get frustrated in these situations when we're standing in line for things. And I think it begs a bigger question. Do we feel like we're not getting something else somewhere in our lives that we feel like, well, if this person's getting this, it's unfair to me now because I can't get this. Yep. So I think that's a deeper issue. If you're fighting over chicken sandwiches, it's not about the chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And I think that speaks to the viral nature of this, because it has also gone beyond whether or not you like the taste. Now we've seen, HBCU memes about this. We have seen, memes about, Colonel Sanders, using expletives, for the people who are eating this sandwich. I want to talk about that more. And we are going to go to the phone lines. Greg calling from Baltimore. Olivia calling from Maryland. Lee calling from D.C. Stay on the line. Do not hang up. We will talk to you after the break. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This conversation will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141 in just a few seconds. I need some water. We'll be back in just a bit.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we are talking about the Popeyes chicken sandwich craze and what it says about us. My guests are Chef Huda, celebrity chef, and Fox News contributor Richard Fowler. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you're having difficulty getting through, please keep trying. I promise I will get to you. Greg, calling from Baltimore, what's on your mind?
I just want to let you know, I had that sandwich for the first time on Sunday, and it didn't meet my expectations. It definitely was a lot of hype. But here's the bigger issue. The bigger issue is people don't realize we got to stop patronizing Popeyes for the sandwich, because what Popeyes is doing, people don't realize it, is we're doing their advertising for them, and they don't have to market it anymore. They're exploiting us as consumers, and we're doing all the advertising. And they're not giving anything back to our community. And that's the that's the big problem I see with this whole thing.
Hmm. Interesting, Greg. Thank you so much. What about that? Yes, we are hearing some numbers, what, $23 million, $28 million worth of free advertising and via, viral social media posts. But anything that does well, that's a business model. That, that is the kind of thing that is studied at the Howard University School of Business and other places. How to get it done using someone else's energy.
When you got a vibe, you got a vibe. And for Popeyes right now, they have a vibe. And I think to go back to talk about what the chef was talking about, this ideal of experience. Mm-hmm. And you expect when you go to Popeyes is an experience, right? And especially in our neighborhoods, right? It's an experience. You go to the Popeyes, you sort of expect bad service, you expect them not to have all the sides. That's part of the experience. I mean, I'm joking, but I'm really serious.
Sad, but it's true
part
sometimes.
Of the experience that you go, if you're going to Popeyes, you're going for the chicken, but you're also going for the experience, especially if you're in the drive-thru. Chef can't even deny it.
Yeah, and well, and honestly, like I said, I don't do a lot of fried. I went to Popeyes once earlier this year because I was just so doggone hungry. I was tired and I didn't have anything cooked at home. This is now August. That was once this year. Probably won't do it again. Won't have the sandwich again. What do you think? I mean, about that experience.
I mean, look, at the bottom line is whenever you go somewhere and you're spending your dollar, you should be getting good customer service. And the fact that part of the experience is not getting that and having someone have an attitude with you or ignore you at the counter or not have all the products they're supposed to have. If you sell chicken, you should have chicken. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. I think as we stand in these lines and we spend our money with Popeyes, we should ask for more. And if we want to get deeper on the subject, I feel a lot of times in our neighborhoods, we accept poor customer service or less than service. Your experience is different if you go to Fairfax County versus when you're in the city at certain places or if you're in Maryland somewhere. Mm-hmm. So as we're spending these dollars, I'm not saying don't buy the chicken sandwich. Do what you want. It's your life. Mm. Happy for you. But at least use your voice to ask for the things you deserve, like good customer service, a good experience, and respect. Because honestly, that's what it boils down to.
Richard, let me ask you this, because you're a Fox News contributor, and have they covered this issue at all? and I'm really serious about it. And this is why I say that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are now starting to see some of the syndicated network shows and local news media, everyone is talking about this. And so has this been discussed in those hallowed halls of Fox News at all?
Listen,
as one of the few black people there.
Listen, I'm one of the few blacks and progressives and Democrats at the channel. And I think my voice matters there because it allows me to speak on our issues and talk about the issues that affect our people. They haven't picked this up, but I don't think I've seen CNN or MSNBC talking about it either. I think they're more so talking about, this Trump,
China and Trump.
Trump hysteria.
So nobody has asked you about that.
No, not yet. And I don't know if I would do a segment on chicken sandwiches on Fox. But here's the thing. One, it's a good chicken sandwich. And I think, two, to talk about the customers, I won't go away from that number first talking point.
The tagline.
But number two, I think it's also important to realize what's happening on the other side of the counter. You're dealing with folks who usually live in that community.
Correct.
They suffer from low wages. They live in food deserts. They have, they're dealing with schools that are under-resourced, and they bring all of that with them to work every day. And on top of that, they're dealing with customers that aren't as pleasant as one would think.
So especially if they're hungry, and by
especially
the time
if they're hungry,
the,
and by the time they get to the front of the line to the Popeyes, they're going off on you. You're going off on them. Mm-hmm. It's one of those situations. And anybody who's worked in customer service, anybody who's worked in retail a day, understands what those Popeyes workers go through. And so I always rock with the workers. So I rock with the Popeyes workers. And two, I think if you go into the Popeyes, you expect an experience, and no matter where you go, and I'm notorious for bringing like Popeyes to potlucks. everybody gets happy when you walk in with the Popeyes bag.
But I do. Before I go back,
we found a spokesperson.
Before I go back to the phone lines, I do want to ask something because, on a serious note, I mean, obviously, WHR, Sirius XM Channel 141, Howard University Radio Network. This is a black organization. Mm-hmm. But prior to coming here, I worked in mainstream television. And I know that when this is the reality. Because of our history and the stereotypes that are often connected with black folks and fruit, specifically watermelon, I wouldn't bring it. I've had other black folks, when I worked at mainstream television stations, network affiliate television stations. No, if you don't want to bring fried chicken into the newsroom or to the mm-hmm. potluck, because there is the consideration of how, right or wrong, how you believe you may be, viewed. And most certainly, watermelon? Hell no. And so now, if this issue at Fox News becomes a segment and they ask you about it, how would you address that?
Listen, and this, I'm going to be really real with this one because I think realness is necessary, right? One, I think the ideal and the notion that these stereotypes exist, either whether it be the watermelon stereotype or the chicken stereotype, is racism at its finest because right. everybody likes fried mm-hmm. chicken. Everybody likes watermelon. Mm-hmm. Everybody likes Kool-Aid. I don't care who you are. Everybody likes it. And so when white people bring that up, the best way and only way to handle it, especially if they're like, oh, if you're black, what do you think about the fried chicken? I'm like, you're white, what do you think about the fried chicken?
Well played, sir.
Yes, exactly. And so are we too sensitive, Chef Huda, about this issue?
I don't think we're too sensitive about any issue that has to do with stereotypes and race. Like he just said, everyone likes chicken. Mm-hmm. Tyson's wouldn't be in business if everyone didn't like chicken. A lot of the times the issues that we are sensitive about, they're because there's issues that we need to deal with in our past, in our history, in our country. And it's always a larger question of what's really bothering you. What is this real anger or frustration really based on? And we need to start dealing with those things. Yes, this is a wonderful, fantastic segment about fried chicken sandwiches. And yes, Popeyes, you did your thing. But there are bigger issues. And there are bigger things that we can put our attention to. So I hope we do that after we eat our sandwiches.
Yeah, and to that point, here's another interesting point before I go back to the phones. Allison Seymour, who does the show with Mark Clark here mm-hmm. in the afternoon, she wanted to taste it. I brought her one of the sandwiches, and you mentioned how nice it was wrapped with the mm-hmm. with the fancy toothpick and the olive, and she said, oh, this is really fancy. And I always say this whenever I perhaps, take something to a party or something mm-hmm. and everybody says, oh, this is so pretty. This is so fancy. And I say, black folks deserve fancy too. Mm-hmm. And we do deserve, the flowered kale around. It's just a lot of times we don't want to pay for that because it's expensive. we just want to throw whatever it is that we are bringing to the party mm-hmm. and y'all just dig in. But I think to that point that we do deserve not just taste good, but we also deserve look good. Mm-hmm. It should not just taste good. It should be plated well. You certainly, know that no matter, even if it's the barbecue.
So I want to push back on this a little bit because I will take bad customer service and a good chicken sandwich over what we see happening at the competitor, Chick-fil-A, right, which is a company that constantly funds individuals that vote against our interests. They rock with people that will suppress different marginalized communities. They do it openly. They do it publicly to the point where I think a couple weeks ago, the governor of Texas did a signing to allow Chick-fil-A in the airport because the airport didn't want a Chick-fil-A for all those reasons. And he was surrounded by Chick-fil-A sandwiches. So I would take sloppy and a good chicken sandwich over racism, misogyny, homophobia, oppression. Any day yeah. of the week, period.
Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Lee, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Lee. What's on your mind?
My issue is this. People got to understand is that Popeyes, they're known for just chicken. You get what I'm saying? So they created a chicken sandwich that doesn't come with no lettuce, no tomato, no nothing but just a sauce at the bottom and a pickle. So people going crazy over a sandwich with just it's the chicken, basically.
Okay.
So the chicken is what people craving on because the flavor, the taste, and everything. Versus Chick-fil-A, they got good customer service, but their food is like horrible. They like cater to like white people, to be honest with you, straightforward, because the food is like bland. If you're not a person that really cooks and really know taste and flavor, you would go with Chick-fil-A because it's horrible. You know what I'm saying? But as far as with the Popeyes or whatever, Popeyes is winning right now because they just giving you a bun with a piece of chicken on it.
And people do like what they like, Lee. There's no question about it. I mean, if you know, as I said, I love...
And my bad for cutting you off.
No, go ahead.
But even Chick-fil-A even got long... And we going to say about long lines. Wendy's got long lines. They wait for service. Chick-fil-A got a long line, and they waiting for the same drive. You know what I'm saying? And then the sound... And
yeah. Okay.
So you know.
Well, thank you, Lee. I appreciate it. Olivia calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Olivia. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Little full, but I'm fine.
the chicken sandwich, and they didn't have, well, it was the second time, and they didn't have any pickles. And so my friend asked about the pickles. We went back in after we came out and found out that the pickles weren't there, and the lady behind the counter says, oh, they don't come with pickles. And the other employees behind the counter started laughing and said, oh, yes, they do. We just don't have any.
Mm-hmm. So how did you feel about this pickle?
About the way you were talking about the customer service, I don't think that it should be... I think they should upplay their customer service. I don't think just because you don't like it as well. I mean, you know Chick-fil-A has good customer service when you're eating Indian food, but...
Olivia, you are breaking up.
Even if the Popeye's food tastes better, I don't think they should downplay the customer service.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Before I go back to the phone lines, one of the other things that came up, and I think this is really fascinating, and this happened in Charlotte, where these lines have been extremely long, and we have 17-year-old David Ledbetter who helped register people to vote while they were in line. And I think it's genius. I think mm-hmm. it's thoughtful. It is fascinating that a 17-year-old who, unless his birthday is probably at a certain point of the year, he can't vote yet.
Right.
But he's already thinking about this issue and when any group of black folks are joined together, he wants to, you know, make sure that they vote. Your thoughts about that, Chef Huda?
Like you said, I think it's genius. I think it's amazing. And I think everyone should do their part to make sure that we are voting, especially with the election coming up. And I think if you can do it while eating, like you said, this delicious chicken sandwich, you do it. I mean, wherever the masses are, that's where you go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was brilliant that this young man has inspired a community, inspired others, because like you said, he can't vote, but he sees the importance of it. So all of us should respect the fact that we have the right to vote.
It's like there was a captive audience there. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted the chicken, so why not take advantage of that? It was like motor voter.
And be perfect.
You're a captive audience because it's going to take you all day long at the Motor Vehicle Administration. So why not register to vote?
No, I think that's right. And I commend that young man for doing that. And I think mm-hmm. more of us need to make sure everybody should, especially as we get closer to this election, we should check and make sure that we're registered to vote and we vote in this upcoming election. I do have a question for the chef, though, because I think the caller, Lee, I think was the caller who was mm-hmm. talking about how it was just chicken on bread. And there's no lettuce and tomatoes. But there's so many different ingredients inside the Popeyes that you can spice it. Like, the first thing I thought was, like, why don't you put coleslaw on top of this chicken sandwich?
You
but
could do that.
What would you recommend, Chef, out of all the, like, sides at Popeyes? How would you, I guess, add some, for Harold's sake, add some green to this sandwich?
Yeah, please.
I don't think there's anything I could put on the sandwich that would make it healthier than it already, than what its current state is, just because of the sodium count. But, I mean, you can play around with food they have different sauces. I don't eat at Popeyes often, but a barbecue sauce is always a nice thing. You could also spice this up a little bit if you wanted to do that and get that nice contrast, especially with the pickle being a nice tart flavor there. You could also add cheeses if you're into cheese. That would give you that nice creaminess. I know some people are on the fence about cheese on chicken. Depends. Or you could use the coleslaw.
Oh, that coleslaw. And I'm thinking about that right now.
I have a feeling you're going to end up at Popeyes again tonight. I have a sneaking suspicion.
Oh, no. I'm good. I keep my diet. I had to keep my boyish figure. But, I mean, there's something about, I mean, I understand why. I got to tell you, when it's all said and done after tasting it, and knowing what the social media craze was, I totally understand why people got in line. I don't even knock the people for getting in line. I was just too lazy to do it.
And to that point about the social media piece, because it's my understanding, for example, I didn't notice this. I didn't see any commercials on TV about it. They were there.
I saw one.
But I noticed this on social media, mm-hmm. which raises the point of the transformation of how Americans consume information, where they get their information from, you know, from say, you know, television and the like to social media. But even to the point, it's my understanding that Popeyes didn't fire the first shot. Chick-fil-A fired the first shot on social media, They fired the first shot, posting something on social media about this sandwich, which got the conversation going.
Big mistake.
Yeah, a really, really big mistake. And so,
like, did they or were they hacked? What would they say?
Okay. No, I'm pretty sure they did.
But you know what?
They didn't have regular taste in the chicken.
Yeah, I think that really
they were like, no, we were hacked. We didn't do that.
Right, exactly. And so I'm just, again, when you talk about some, you know, anywhere from $23 to $28 million worth of free advertising, what, other than making a delicious chicken sandwich, what did Popeyes do right? Was this like, you know, Russian interference with the...
It's a bigger power at work.
creating Facebook sites to get people to clash. But really, what did they do right outside of just making a good sandwich?
I think they made a good sandwich. I think the social media following to the sandwich, I think once it caught on, mm-hmm. once one person got it and it started to move, it also pointed out the fact that there's a lot of people who, while everybody loves a good Chick-fil-A and they love a good waffle fry, everybody knows all the problems with Chick-fil-A. Like, it's like everybody mm-hmm. knows it's a walking, like, you know, all of them that linger behind a Chick-fil-A when you pull into that drive-thru.
But hold on, do they? This is why I say that I don't disagree with you. I know, but I'm in the news business. So are you. You pay attention to that. Huda is woke. So, you know, I mean, you know, she's got, you know, black power in her chicken. But...
But that's a t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. You got black power in your chicken. But I would argue that this is kind of like the Tyler Perry thing. There may be a class thing here. For example, you may have some entertainment snobs. I would never watch a Tyler Perry movie with Madeira and all of that. But yet there are tens of hundreds of thousands of black people who love Tyler Perry and have made him almost a billionaire. But I will tell you, my friends, I'm the first of my friends to eat this sandwich because they're concerned about health. They don't eat fries. I mean, fried and all of, and nobody's going to stand in line. But obviously, all of those other people are not my friends because they are standing in line. You know, my mother hasn't had it. My father hasn't had it. Best friends haven't had it. So, Am I out of the loop here?
No, I don't think you're out the loop. I just think it's just how social media trends catch on, depending upon who starts the trend. If the trend is started by one particular community or one particular vertical over another vertical, it will determine how the trend spreads. But I don't think it's lost on the black community. I think black voters and the black community is far smarter than our other communities think we are. People didn't forget 2 or 3 years ago that, like, there were active protests in Chick-fil-A's where, like, you had LGBTQ folks going and protesting their behavior. Mm-hmm. People remember that. Does it take away from the fact that there's a good sandwich? Yeah. So people get in line for the Chick-fil-A. They get in line for the one off Bladensburg. But now that there is another competitor in the marketplace that's a better sandwich, as we've all have agreed, why would I go over there, wait in that line for people that have a horrible history when I can go over here, probably get some, maybe, depending on if I go to Right Papa's, it'd be great customer service. If not, okay customer service, and get a good chicken sandwich. And in the process, I can get a 16-piece for home. So I think that there's a value in putting another product out there from some, maybe the best word is cleaner hands than Chick-fil-A.
I see. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Gerald, thanks for hanging on. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I did have my first sandwich, spicy Popeye sandwich for the first time today at the Georgia Avenue Popeyes. And it was great. They had spicy mayo, and the pickles were great. They got some of the biggest pickles on there. Pickles are biggest Frisbees, and they're good.
Oh, my.
And it's a big sandwich. The bread is nice and sweet and soft. And I had a great time with the onion rings. And I don't care how much the sodium level it is. We get alkaline water. We drink. We'll be okay.
Did you have to stand in line, Gerald, for long?
Only reason why I stood in line because the school was letting out. There was a lot of kids there right there on Georgia and Hamilton. And it was a four-car accident right across the street. And people stood in line. Nobody ran out to see anything. They were in line concentrating on getting them a sandwich. And we had a good time.
Wow, so you had life and death out on the street and nobody was getting out of line to help.
Nobody was hurt.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty bad. I want to say a special shout-out to the DMV riders out there listening to me because we had a big debate about that. I'm a rideshare driver, and we've been talking about it. Yesterday, two Popeyes were sold out, and the attitudes there was amazing, and not just black people, but white people as well, and Asian. And then one store not only ran out of chicken sandwiches, they ran out of change. You had to use your debit or credit card to purchase something.
Yeah, but who carries cash anymore these days? But Gerald, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. Let's go to Linda. Linda calling from Las Vegas. That sounds like a gamble. Linda, what's on your mind?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I called before. I'm from the East Coast, but I moved to the West Coast. And about a year and a half or so, they opened up a Chick-fil-A here. And no one's talking about the fact that they had police escorts in the area, white area, for the line that was extremely long for Chick-fil-A.
Okay, say
down
that again.
Around the corner, and they had police escorts.
I'm not sure. What do you mean they had police escorts?
Police was out there directing traffic.
Oh,
For the line to the Chick-fil-A, and the lines was down the street, around the corner, and no one's complaining about when Chick-fil-A had their lines or the chicken, and it wasn't in a black area either.
Okay.
Back to my previous point. Everybody gets a line for some good chicken.
Yeah. So have you had the Popeyes sandwich, Linda?
No, I'm from the East Coast, but I never was a big Popeyes fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I did do the Chick-fil-A because I used to go down south and get Chick-fil-A when I was on the East Coast.
I see.
In New York, and I used to get Chick-fil-A. But the Chick-fil-A here, I don't think it tastes the same as over there. The flavor, something's missing. missing in the seasoning, but... Yeah, when I went down south, I used to get the Chick-fil-A there.
Okay.
But I eat Popeyes. Like my uncle come around, he'll bring Popeyes to family or whatever.
Well, even if you don't go, your uncle gets it.
It's always an uncle.
It's always an uncle. Linda, thank you so much for sharing with us. Yeah, you know, like you said, Robert, I think that this may be an issue that stretches beyond, you know, cultures, but it may be, like in many cases, we see what we see in our own communities. And if we don't go outside of our own communities, we may not see what is happening at the Popeyes where there are fewer black people there.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know. And even when you're talking about the use of social media, with the exception of maybe a small percentage, you know, most of the people on social media, you've got all your friends are black if you're black. All your friends are Hispanic if you're Hispanic. You know, so, yeah, but not you because you cook, you know. Everybody loves you. But, and I will say, yeah, and I do have, you know, some diversity in my friends, but the majority of my friends on, you know, on Facebook, on Instagram, they are African American. And so they are posting what they see in their own community.
I think that's right. And I don't knock you. I think that's a valid point to make. The one thing I will say is that let's be very careful that we don't perpetuate the racial stereotypes that others perpetuate. Mm-hmm. Because I think we have to destroy this notion completely, because this idea that African Americans do not stand in line to vote, it's problematic that we have to stand in line to vote, but we stand in line. Early voting sites all across this country, people are in line for 5, 6, 7 hours to vote. Black women with their children, black women, black old ladies from church on a Souls to the Pole Sunday. So to say that, oh, I would rather y'all stand in line to vote over standing in line for chicken, we stand in line to vote. And if we didn't, we wouldn't see some of the progress we have seen. Mind you, some of that progress is slipping under this president. Mm-hmm. But even in the midterm elections, African Americans came out in whopping numbers in the special election in Alabama where we elected Doug Jones.
Exactly.
Black people stood in line. So this notion and this idea that we stand in line just for chicken is not only racist, it's full of white supremacy, and we've got to reject it full on. Full stop.
And I think to your point, for some segments of the population, voting, whether no matter how you should be more passionate about it, because it really controls everything in your life. But it's not as entertaining.
No.
Obviously, and that's where a lot of that comes from. And I think even outside of the voting issue, I think that a lot of people may say, "Can we be more passionate about more serious things?" But the thing about it is, even if we are more passionate about serious things, because others may not see it as exciting, as entertaining. No, you're not going to see as many social media posts about it. You're not going to have as many people talking about it as you would this chicken phenomenon. But as you suggested, it is there, and whatever it is, we need to keep it going.
And to add to that, there's any presidential campaign out who's looking for volunteers, instead of bringing pizza at your campaign office, just get some Popeye chicken sandwiches. People will show up in droves.
That is a good plan.
To make some phone
calls.
That is a good
plan. Knock on
some
Motivate.
Chef, I'm going to let you have the last word on the Popeye's chicken conundrum.
Listen, at the end of the day, life is hard. We're all stressed out. There are complications depending on where you live, who you are, and who your family is. And if a chicken sandwich from Popeye's can bring a smile to your face and you don't mind spending the time, I'm here for it. Because the reality is, it's easier to post food pictures on Instagram than it is about police brutality or serious issues when everyone's dealing with the stresses of their own life.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that this in any way affects how we turn out for the polls, because if we're talking about instant gratification society, election's not until next year. And I think that's really when we're going to start seeing movement like we should. Mm-hmm. But go enjoy your Popeyes, your Chick-fil-A, your mama's fried chicken, Harold's, whoever.
Harold's roasted chicken sandwich.
There you go.
There you go.
One
vote
for
there
the
roasted
chicken sandwich. With the honey mustard. You gotta
include
that.
The sweet and savory before the honey mustard.
There you go.
Absolutely. Like I said,
enjoy your life, you guys.
Your
life.
I put my foot in it.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. Richard Fowler and Chef Huda, thank you so much for joining me.
I really enjoyed this.
And bon appetit. That is the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, August 27th. I'm Harold Fisher. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.